The kids that we released, again, it's never, it's kind of like the end of camp, you know. I mean, you work very closely with those guys, and we were able to win a game or so with some of those guys that were on the roster, and we certainly, you know, we like them, you know, that. But like you said, I mean, a lot of these guys we're getting back were people that we had penciled in as starters early in the year, and they're, a lot of them are proven guys, and so we're looking forward to seeing exactly, you know, where we stack up against a very good BC team.
Can you give us an update on Trey Ford? He's moved from the 1 to the 6, and what does that mean about a shoulder injury?
Well, you know, it was an unfortunate injury that he got, and, you know, he just got hit just right, and I don't know a whole lot about the, you know, the injury, but they say it's very painful, especially the mechanics part of throwing a football. So the thing about him is I'm not going to rush him back. He's got too much of a bright future to rush him back into any type role until I know he's well. I mean, we're going to keep him right there on the 6. And, you know, when they say that he's well and he gives me the thumbs up that, hey, I'm throwing pain-free, then at that point, then he'll be back with us.
Tell me about the benefit of having an extra week to prepare for the Lions and especially Nathan Rourke.
Well, I mean, you might need more than a week the way he's playing. I mean, he's, you know, somewhere around the, 75 to 80% completion percentage for the year. I mean, nobody's ever done that. I don't care if it's a second-year guy. I don't care if he's Canadian. I mean, he's throwing the football at a extremely high accuracy rate. And we've got to do a great job of getting our, you know, our guys close to him, and we've got to anticipate where the balls are coming out. We've got to keep him in the pocket, and we've got to, when we get to him, get him on the ground.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
3 nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive
drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.